Hey, it's Miss Chronic Chronicles. Oh, are you there? Uh-oh, Wednesday, did I lose you? Uh-oh, we did. She's coming back, guys. This is the first podcast to many, hopefully, with this lovely person. She is jumping back on. We have a little StreamYard problems. That's okay, though. Hang on, everybody, for the intro of our podcast. There she is.
Okay. Am I back?
Welcome. Yes, you're back. So let's start over.
Okay, I'm
Hey, it's
so
Miss
sorry.
Chronic.
Yeah. I don't know what
Hey,
happened.
it's Miss Chronic Chronicles. And this is, go ahead.
It's Wednesday Monroe, and you are listening to the Mary and Joe Show. So, Mary, can I be blunt?
Yes, you may. Thank you for joining me today. And what a funny technology day it's already been. This could happen more, guys.
real.
It's possible. But I want everybody to give a warm welcome to this new person on the internet. That's the way we're going to put it, because you're only branching out slowly in here and there. But our story, how we got to know each other, and how I just believe in her craft, all of you are a creative genius. We're going to get there. But I met this lovely person. I'll let you actually introduce yourself more so. Who do you consider yourself as? Give a little brief. Who are you, Wednesday Monroe?
I am a jack of all trades, I guess you would say. I just love anything creative and artsy, and I like to learn things. I like to stay busy. I just am always picking up some kind of new craft.
Have you always been an artist?
Yes, ever since I was little, I used to go to college with my mom when I
Oh,
was like
wow.
very, very little, and I would just sit in the back and draw while she did her schoolwork.
Wow. What did your
Always been
mother
like that.
study? I'm just curious.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, so but you were already in an environment early where creativity was welcomed.
Yeah, and nobody else in my family's like that either. I'm the only artsy, crafty one.
Really? Do they
Yes.
do you feel like a black sheep at times, I must ask?
Oh,
Oh,
yes.
okay. And let's just get the listeners aware. What year were you born?
In 87.
87. And she was born in a what state do you feel comfortable saying?
Arizona.
Arizona. She's a desert girl. This is like, I think you're my second now interview in Arizona. And I have to say, interesting experiences all around. I mean, is it just, how does it feel to be an Arizonian? What is the misunderstood part? That's one question.
Okay, so a lot of people, when they think of Arizona, they think of like really pretty desert scenery and everything.
Right.
Here, it's just like dirt.
And so you're on the, are you on a mesa or on a prairie? Like desert flatness?
It is desert, but it's not like canyons and
Oh,
stuff like
that's
that.
okay.
It's just
Yeah. Do you
there's
get
cactus.
crazy bugs? I have to ask for the listeners who are curious.
Mosquitoes like crazy.
Really, mosquitoes? I would have thought
Yes.
centipedes and scorpions and tarantulas and does that
We have
happen?
we do have all of that,
That's
but for
horrible.
me, I guess because I grew up and lived here forever, like none of that bothers me. I'm not
That
scared
makes
of
sense.
mosquitoes. I
What
am
are the
scared of
mosquitoes?
tarantulas,
Why are the
but
mosquitoes there? It's so dry. They're just eating you guys? That's terrible. I didn't even know.
So that's the only bug that bothers me, but we do have weird
Wow.
things like Gila monsters.
What is that?
And if you
Tell us,
don't
please. No, please.
know,
Educate the listeners.
so they're like a lizard, but they're big and they will bite onto you and not let go. And they have like I don't know
How
the
big
word
are
for it.
they? I mean, like big and as in what? Because I know like lizards that bite your earlobe in the south and they fucking play with
Oh
that shit.
no. So, I really don't know how to explain
Well, we're gonna have to
it.
do a podcast and follow up with that weird shit in Arizona. Are you down?
I'm down.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to the awesomeness of this lovely guest we have here. So she's from a strange place with strange bugs that take advantage of people. We'll just put it like that.
Yeah.
And you're how old?
I'm older than I want to be.
Well, I'm 38 now. So let's just say I feel old forever, but let's say
I am 30. I'm 36. I act like I'm about 16.
No, actually, I would have said you act like you're 20, like just made 20. God, I love your youthfulness. Now I feel even older than old. Thanks a lot. No, honestly. Okay, so creativity wise, so you were born in the 80s. That means then, what is it that influences your amazing design? What is it music wise? We're going to get into that in a second, but what influences, what are you into? Is it anime? What is it? I don't know. I'm guessing.
I go through phases, and it definitely, I'm always listening to music when I do any kind of craft at all.
Love
and
that.
It's usually like Dax Riggs is a huge one for me.
Huge. Really?
Just,
okay.
Yes. I don't know if you've ever heard him, but he's
I have not.
Amazing.
Well, and I have to say, people don't know. We haven't even inspired them yet to understand who you are. This is an independent artist here. Is that fair to say? You don't want
yes.
anyone controlling you. You don't have a manager, right?
Nope. I sure
and
don't.
You have been self-published. I'm correct or incorrect of your pinup work?
Yes. It's
and
all
how many
been me.
Let's talk. Let's talk about it. I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
You go ahead.
So usually I just do Retro Lovely, and they have different magazines under their name. So I've done, they have ones for holidays. I've done some of those. They have one called Mod Squad. I've done some of that, which is just like more unique, not so much pinup-y stuff.
Okay. Okay.
And
is
I
it
have
more
been.
This? I'm going to bring them up. You just talk us through some of this stuff. Is this part of the... I believe you did put this in theirs.
I did. That's from Cat Club, which is more of their pinup magazine.
Oh, it's so stunning. This one
Thank
here
you.
Inspired me so good. I think my message might be in here. But this one in particular, I was like, why haven't I ever thought? I mean, like, you make me feel so behind the curve as a creative person. Like, and I love this one. What was this one from?
That one I haven't put in anything. I just thought that was cool. So
oh
I put it
God,
on my
smoke.
Instagram.
More smoke work. I love it. And there's so many different, like, look at, I can't zoom in on it, but if you guys can, even on YouTube, when you guys are watching the premiere, or if you're listening, please go check out her Instagram, because if you pinch on some of it, like the detail work and some, and this one blew me away.
That one was from a special edition one, where we copied picture, like actual drawings, and did it in real life. And that is also one of my favorite ones too.
Oh my God, you need to put this on actual canvas and have it raised. You know what I mean? Like have the brush strokes to it. It's so beautiful. And then this
Thank
one
you.
Too, even though it's in such a, it's got so much power to it. The colors, the popping. Do you do all your own, I guess, makeup, hair, everything?
I definitely do my own makeup. I do my own wigs now.
Lovely.
Sometimes I even do my own editing, but
really?
Usually I have my best friend do
this
my editing
too.
And he's my
I
photographer.
Remember when you were going to do this one and you were vamping for it, and I saw what your inspiration pinup cards were from. And I was like, she's going to do it. And you come back even stronger than I imagine.
Oh, thank you.
I mean
that
it.
One is the first one I ever wore a wig for. And
really?
I'm like, oh, I don't know why, because wigs are everything to me.
I have like
so much easier.
No exaggeration. I used to buy like 6 a month. There's just too much fun. And then.
Yeah.
Let's see. And we're holding back. I'm just bringing them backwards. You know that, right? We're holding back on all of it. This one also blew my mind. Because
oh, thank you.
I see when I look at this, and I've asked other people to give their impressions, and they all are like, Wow, cut off your nose to spite your face. But then it is a scarecrow. They don't have a nose. So again, it's very much, wow, it's imitation meets reality.
I love that you take it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this was in a cornfield or a sunflower field? Excuse me.
Yeah, every October, a few towns away, they have this pumpkin patch. And they have sunflowers, and I am obsessed with sunflowers.
Oh my goodness.
So we just made a trip out there.
That's lovely. So what, and just so people understand, this also, you became a mushroom.
Yes.
I mean, and
I made that hat.
How, where in the hell did you come up with that idea? The dress is fitting, the delicate pearls. I mean, you guys, she's talented.
I went through a cottage core phase, and okay. I was like, I need a mushroom hat, and I just made it. I don't know.
I want a mushroom hat now, and I'm going to make a mushroom hat now.
Heck yeah, you should.
Yes, and we're going to get into that little bit of conversation later down in the podcast today. But so all of these moments in your experience of creativity, what was the first step that made you go, I'm doing this? What was it? Who said you should? Like, where is it that it came from?
It was more people telling me I shouldn't than people telling me I should. And
do tell the story. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. I just, I didn't have the best childhood, I guess you would say. I was kind of an outcast. Like, I was kind of always the loner and everything. And I just was tired of being like that. Like, I thought I was cool, so why not? So I just decided to do it, and that's really all it is.
See it. You wanted to.
Exactly.
Did you always have your hands on a camera as well?
Yes, I wasn't always good at it, but
hey, that's an.
I feel like I'm a lot better now.
That's an honest statement. Most of us as photographers, like, I don't know, you're from the 80s, so then we're gonna say, did you take pictures of your Barbies?
Yes, I took pictures of everything.
Hell yes, me too. Even in the stoner days, guys. Even when they were like, that's so stupid. No, it isn't. Now it's digital.
It's so funny that you would ask me that, because that just shows you how many crafts I bounce around to.
No,
when I was
true.
Little.
Yes.
When I was little, I used to make clothes for my Barbies.
Me
Like when
too.
I was little.
Me too. When I was five, that's the I never learned how to make things for myself. And I had a sewing machine to make like dusters for my Barbies out of like muumuu dresses my grandma gave me.
Heck yeah.
Upcycling when you're five, right?
So wait, yes, dude.
So wait, there's nobody crafty in your family. So people, who nurtured that? Who said, yes, let her be crazy?
My mom. Oh. My mom's always been my number one support. My mom and my man are my number one support.
Well, you gotta give to your man, because I've only seen in your experience through. We're gonna get into that story because it's kind of mind blowing, and it's gonna take a second. So when we come full circle, then it'll make sense why we're jumping. But stay with us on this amazing intellectual train. That's what I'm gonna call it, of the six degrees of separation. I'm going to come and visit you and give you a hug and do a photo shoot with you. You know that, right? In the future, it's going to happen.
Heck yeah.
Straight
I'm
up,
down
girl,
for
you're
it.
So talented and you ooze it. Like, I don't know if you... Okay, first off, what astrology sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
You really? Would have never guessed that. You got so much fire in you, though. But that's
because you
wild.
Haven't seen
that's
me cry.
Yes. Wow. No, that's brilliant. I want to know your chart now. Sorry. But, do you know anything about astrology, by the way?
So I know like you can be like a Pisces with whatever moon or whatever, but I try to figure all that out.
Oh, I would love to do your chart. I'll do it off air. We could do it in another group one day. But for real, like you have such a fearless energy. And in a Pisces, they're usually over analytical. Are you a little bit?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I am.
But aesthetically, like with, that's why it matters. I see it now.
Mm-hmm. Like with the modeling stuff and all that, I would be very insecure, but I would just do it anyway because I'm only getting older.
Oh, I love that. So, I love you for saying that. That's the reason to do it. You have one life. your creative vision.
Exactly.
Okay, do you write things down creatively? What's your creative process?
You know, I don't. I think and I'm like, okay, I want to do this, and then I do it. Like, I,
so, okay, so
because
like,
I am.
Yes.
What? Oh, because
no,
I am
just,
over.
Yes.
Like, I am over analytical, and I, if
I
I
love
think
it.
too much, it makes it harder. So if I want to do something, I just say, okay, I'm going to do it.
So
can't think about it.
has your man, like you said, he's your other supporter. So like, did he start grabbing the camera and helping you, or how did it start becoming a thing where he's also encouraging? Does he, like, how does he get involved? I guess that's the question.
Okay.
It's important as us artists.
He is not a in front of the camera person. He doesn't like any kind of attention, like, on him at all, which is crazy because he's so talented and he plays guitar and he's played concerts. So
wow.
I don't know how he could do that because when it comes to like attention at all, he doesn't like it.
Right.
So
but you kind of are that a little bit yourself, right? Is that true that you are an extrovert a little bit? I mean, introvert, excuse me.
Yes. I totally am. I love people, but I am very shy.
Maybe it's just that creative process. You like to become the character?
You know, I never thought about it, but I think you're right. It is a character.
Yeah,
every time.
You become those people. There is a difference
exactly.
between the face and the, and like I said, even in the smoke, you have, it's the whole body language. That's something that I've been doing modeling a long time myself, but, and I was doing it to actually look at the, I was doing it to like myself. And that may sound weird, but that's the truth.
No, I totally get that.
And I was very large when I was younger. So in my like early 20s, and I didn't like what I felt like. And I wanted to take pictures to be like, I'll look this way or horrible later. You know?
I feel that. Yeah, okay. My weight fluctuates like crazy, and I'm definitely with you on that.
And so for your photography side of yourself, are you usually just setting up a tripod, or do you direct someone to help you?
Usually I just have my best friend do it. Like, me and her are, when we do photography, I'm her second shooter, she's my second shooter. We know what the other one wants and likes.
Right.
And so it's nice.
And that's so important. Like, I have interviewed a few other people who are artists in the DJ world, and it really, the photography side, because let's just agree, your pictures become marketing tools whether you wanted them to or not, right?
Yes.
So how many shots do you actually allow out there? Are you a little bit OCD about it? Because I know photographers like that. Or do you like to share slowly? What's your creative process on that?
Okay, so do you mean like if I'm getting photographed or if I'm doing the photographing?
Both.
Okay, so if I'm shooting, I take way more than I need to. Okay. And then any that I'm like, oh yes, like I like this one, I give them all of them. For me, I don't like to get my picture taken that much.
Gotcha.
Like, I'll be like, okay, 10 pics, we're good.
Ah.
But I always
oh,
want to make
that's
sure whoever I'm shooting,
right,
that they're more than happy.
And do you like to work with shadows and lights? What's your favorite thing about photography?
I'm definitely a golden hour,
ooh,
natural light photographer.
Okay.
For sure.
And do you search? Do you do like research beforehand or to get an inspiration? Or I know you did with some of your own work, but when you do others, I guess that's a multi-complex question.
So, okay. Since it was Halloween, I didn't research anything. I was just like, oh, it'd kind of be cool to do like screen pictures of like a couple, but like Halloween themed.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I don't research it, but if I do see something that inspires me, I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, let me put my twist on it. But usually it's just random crap I come up with.
You are ahead
I'm just
of
like,
so
that would
many
be cool.
People doing this type of photography. You
Thank
did this,
you.
I think, 2 years before it was a thing. Seriously, have you seen the pumpkin stuff and the all the other stuff best friends are doing together? That wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm amazed. Mm-hmm. I want to make that a very big point that if you look at her old collection, it screams that you, this is very much a process. I'm gonna get my dog. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I do apologize. Life, it's like a child. The child's crying.
I love dogs so much.
Right. No, so I guess we should really bring it all to why did we call this episode The 6 Degrees of Separation? And then I'm going to bring it back to my questions that I've been asking. Initially, we met each other through, I'm going to say it directly, art is how I met you. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And it was your own piece right here, this particular one, which is odd because when I looked on your Instagram, it's not featured. So you must have sold it before you took a picture.
I might have.
Right. It's not in the it's not the upper right or any of that. But this is some of her work. Do you want to talk a little bit about your resin paintings? And then I'm going to kind of tell the story a little bit with you if you're down.
Okay. So, like, really, it was just one of those phases I went through. I went through that whole style, and I did, like, so many of them. Like, that was all I wanted to do. And then after that, I think I went back to pencil. Like, really? I'm so weird like that.
You got bored I will it. Do. I get it.
Yeah. Or I think, actually, I went to spray paint after that.
Oh, actually. Oh, I'm jealous. I like spray painting furniture. I have a thing with it. It's a problem. You know, neighbors are like, uh-oh, she's doing so cool. Something for like 3 days.
I want to do that.
Oh, you should. I want to so do much furniture. To it. We should have a whole upcycling conversation because that's the biggest thing is repurposing and like aging new things is kind of what you can do a lot with spray paint. Like used copper, rose, silver, and gold recently on a table. And this thing looks like it should be in a showcase, and it was completely repurposed. But yeah, I'll send you a picture later.
Please. Yeah, probably going to be the next thing I get into.
You should. Oh my god! And it's a lot of money. When you flip that, you can flip it over $100 a lot of the time. Even small pieces, like buy some candle holders from the dollar store and paint them and put them up and see. This is the thing. Like, here we go. Reselling. That's what the conversation really is about. When it comes to it, you got rid of these paintings. Why?
Why not?
Exactly. I know that's a trick question. you don't want to hold on to everything. Then that's a hoarder. No.
Yeah. And especially because I don't sleep. Like, I just keep myself busy all the time.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm like that, but I am. And so I was just making way more than I had wall space for. And I couldn't stop doing it because I love doing it.
So we've done painting. You've done what other types? Like, I'm going to just scream out some things. Yes or no? You know, put a finger down. Not really, but you know.
Yeah.
All right. Beadwork. Clay.
I have not done beadwork yet.
You need to. Beadwork's fun.
I know.
Clay. Pottery?
Clay, yes, I have.
Multi or regular earth clay that you have to kiln?
So I used to do like the clay you bake in the oven.
Oh, sculpting.
I don't even know what clay.
It's toxic and dangerous.
Okay, well, I don't do it anymore, so that's good.
Microwave or your toaster oven every fucking time. But yeah, no. Okay, let's see. And I have to ask, the resin paintings, did you just buy the supplies and go with it?
Yeah.
I love you. It's so awesome. You're like, screw it, I'm doing this. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's me.
Girl, you could really get into the furniture pieces with that, where there's imperfections, and then you isolate the corners that are broken with resin and make them like...
I really want to. I feel like for photography...
Have you seen that, where they use like, it's wall spackle, and they put them in like cake molds? And then they adhere it to the furniture, and then you get like weird dynamic shit. It's beautiful.
Oh my god, that sounds so cool.
I'm sending you some Facebook fucking groups you need to get into. Yeah.
Yes.
So you you got into that art, right? Okay. And then mm-hmm. you just started to post them on everywhere, or who is it around you? Is it friends that, because I believe that's how I got a hold of you, but were you always just kind of the clay, the art, the drawing, the drawings? Do you sell your drawings?
I used to, and it would be more like people being like, can you draw this for me? I'll pay you. And then I'd be like, okay, sure. Like, I never would draw something and be like, I'm selling this. It would always just be people coming to me and being like, can you draw this?
Are you ever going to get into tattooing?
Dude, everyone asks me that. I won't. No. Because.
Okay.
As an artist, like, I know what's not perfect when I draw it. And I wouldn't be able to do that to somebody's skin.
I feel the same way. I'm like, I would want to like tell you what's wrong with it. And then you'd be like, yeah, that is wrong. And then it'd be a whole problem. No.
Yes,
no.
Exactly.
Oh, girl, I respect shit. And I don't want to hurt anyone. That's my thing. But, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that too. And I don't like blood at all.
Blood? Me neither. I fainted with my belly button when I got it the first time. I got home, looked in the mirror, fell over. It was terrible. No good. Not good at all. Yes. But that's anyway, funny. Okay, so what is the artistic thing that you like? Okay, so welding or any of that? Have you ever gotten into that strange stuff? I want to with that.
I took welding in high school and I was really Ooh. Good at it. But I didn't stick with it, but I should have because I was really good. I used you to do should, arc seriously? Welding and gas welding.
There's like a whole industry for raver gear that's made out of, you know what I mean, like mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff.
Maybe when I move, I'll have a place to weld, a place to do furniture.
Yes, you need a whole shed now, like a whole little farmhouse shed.
Exactly.
Well, are you planning to leave Arizona?
No, or, not or leave Arizona, but
gotcha.
I just hate where I live right now. Just a different kind of big house.
Yeah, I get that. And as an artist, it can be that way. And for okay, mm-hmm. projects that you make your own clothing and things like that. So do you hold on to your scraps? That's my question from artist to artist.
Yes, I do.
It's a problem.
It is a huge problem.
But how do you store it? That's the question. I don't know how.
I have a bookshelf and I just have like random bags on it.
Got like, you.
Random there scraps in them.
Well, and if you guys want to see some of the pieces I'm sure she's going to make in the future, you definitely, I think you should. I mean, are you ever going to sell your pieces that you've made, your costumes?
If like anyone wanted to, if anyone said, hey, I like that, like, would you make it for
you
me?
You could
like,
do customs.
Why not?
Oh, mm-hmm. man. Tapping into the market right now. Get a hold of her if you want her to make you a piece right now. No
I think
what.
I think the problem with it for me is if I start trying to make it a business, it takes the fun out of it. So I just like to make things, and if people
that.
Like want it, like that's cool.
Absolutely.
I really just do it to keep myself busy.
I get that. Well, eventually, mm-hmm. my dear, as like many, many published moments you've already done, and some of the things I know, I absolutely know your name's going to be a household name. But
thank
we have
you.
We have to tell the story real quick before I don't go too far off here. But we met each other through a friend, and I keep talking about reselling because that was my life for since 2008. I've been reselling mm-hmm. things online on eBay, on other places. And this lovely person here was a childhood friend of another friend who we're going to call her C. C, I bought some things from her on eBay, as funny as that is. And I kept buying like bundles every single month. Shout out to C. And she was like, you're like my favorite customer in the whole world. Why the hell are you buying so much shit? And where are you putting all this? And I'm like, to be honest with you, I told her, I'm a reseller and I'm an activist. So I'm going to be showcasing some of your stuff and reselling. And she's like, you're amazing. I got more. I'm sending more. So she would just randomly send me things to my son. And in the box one time, she was like, hey, follow me on Facebook, ... And we became friends. And I think we were friends for like 6 years until she randomly posted your art, which I don't buy other people's art. I am just as fucking able to make my own, but yours screamed to me. I was like, I have to own this. And I remember I told you that I was going to feature it on the podcast, which it has been on my channel a whole lot and all on my social media. But I didn't even have a name to associate it with because you weren't selling anymore, is what I remember. So I just kind of kept it quiet. But like when I started seeing your modeling, oh, and let me finish the story. I'm already fucking it up. Okay. So I end up meeting her on Facebook. And then we're already friends, guys, for like 6 fucking years, or at least 4 at that point. And then Mercari comes out. Mercari's a reseller site. I use it a lot more than eBay. And just like the algorithm are, they suggested her in a item that I didn't even know I bought. And I didn't even know I had bought it until she and I realized each other's addresses. Because she had already sent me things before. So it was so fucking weird. And I was like, what in the fuck? And I was like, is this your account? This is you, right? I got this. I bought this from you. And she's like, oh my God, you just did. Oh my God. How fucking weird. So then, like I said, I this is actually, I think, even after I bought from you. Because it had to be four years ago.
So crazy.
When was it that you posted that painting?
I'll have to look. It's been a minute since I've done that style.
Yeah, and sure. I think it was before 2020, right?
I think so.
Holy shit. Yeah, it was kind of weird like that, guys. Like, just the world's funny. So, and she did tie-dye, this person. And her family, they would do it, as far as I know, she'd do it as a family. I mean, and you were her friend from... She told me since age 7. I mean, how weird is that? Like, she's a unique person, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, she is. She's a very beautiful person.
Yes.
She really is.
And she's a strong Scorpio. Let's just put it like that. Indeed. No, shout out to C. And you're not going to lament too much, but it's just beautiful how the internet brings people together. And like I said, I started noticing, I think it might have been the mushroom one that you first posted. And then you posted the cowboy and then the hot dog picture. And then I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, this girl's talented. Like, back in the day in 2011, when I first started actually making activism posts, my whole theory was to take old army posters from women and recreate it into a cannabis poster. But in a real life form.
So cool.
Yes.
Yes.
Help me with that in the future. Awesome. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I know. Not the rotor, the what's her name? The strong arm, but some of the pinup stuff. And a lot of Victorian, they're nudes, but there are not burlesque. It's the prostitutes.
Like boudoir?
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. And like, so you that softness, even though it's not sexual. None of your fucking pictures are sexual, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, that is weird.
No, it's truth. So it's very like, that's why I think you're going to be a household name in the end of all this, because and then I'd say in 10 years from now people will know your name. Hashtag
thank you,
bro. And I mean that not just because of like, you know, please don't be shy, toot your own horn and tell the listeners about some of the upcoming things you plan to do.
Okay, well, I definitely want to keep doing art and photography for sure, but I do want to try to do a true crime podcast.
Ooh, big collabs are coming. So what brought you into that world? How did you get in the true crime community?
Okay, so that's kind of weird because whenever I was little, I remember my mom always reading true crime books and like... That's kind of a way we bonded.
Like, I love that.
It's so weird. So when I watch true crime and stuff, especially like when my mom isn't like living near me.
Gotcha.
I will always watch true crime and I'll always think of my mom, which is so weird. But it's like a bonding thing. So it's just something that, I don't know. It's a weird comfort. But yeah.
No, and I wanted to pull this up. She does show a bit more of herself and a little bit of her life and whatnot. So I encourage you guys to go follow her on her Instagram. I mean, there's a lot more that we're only 30 minutes in, girl. And I'm so glad we already crushed a few things, but honestly, I feel like who and what you are as a creator is going to continue to expand the podcast that you want to do, it's going to be you by yourself, or are you going to be hosting with someone else local? Yeah.
So what I plan on doing is just me by myself, but I do plan on having people come by. Fantastic. And just like me tell them the story.
Yes.
And just see them like react and comment. Oh, that way.
I
think that'll be fun.
Can I tell you what your name, the Wednesday Monroe, brings to me in this podcast theory?
Please.
I feel like it's like if the ghost of Monroe could come and sit in the chat and talk about what the truth was, what she saw on the underbelly of some of these crime stories, because she's a ghost.
That is so cool.
I think that you really envision it. That's why on, and that's just my impression. I'm an art major. Forgive me. We are that way. We look at things very perspective wise, but I feel like that even down to her white dress in the New York scene where it blows up the ghost. I mean, it's the same thing, different day.
Oh my but God, I love you.
I love you. I think I see it. I see it all. I mean, and truthfully, her name, if you need to find her, just Google Wednesday Monroe. There is another person out there that's trying to copy you, but you've already got all the hashtags and stuff, just so you know. So just keep owning that. That's your real estate. I found it this morning, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean shit.
That's crazy. I've never
seen
it. Yeah,
and I have people trying to take Miss Chronic Chronicles and Chronicles all the time. So it's, you know, big finger, big ass finger. So, but yeah, I mean, as a model, you know, she's Wednesday Monroe official. So you guys watch out. You know, as a brand, honestly, to take a true crime podcast, are you going to call your local police department and be like, can I cover the cases that are unsolved?
Do you have to get permission for that?
You should ask them for the docket. They'll give it to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. You just walk in and say, hey, I'm starting a podcast about fucking unsolved crimes and mainstream ones. Would you like to help me make your job easier? That's what you need to say.
I never even thought about that. There is a really big one.
And I'm going to let you know on it, all you listeners, all of you listeners, viewers on YouTube, everybody, you can do this too. If you do that, you also most of the time can get access to a press release, because then you're a journalist for your local community. So that means fires and other things like that, you can go there. So you just got to get
crazy.
In with your, you got to get in with your local detectives. Just ask for non-emergency line. That's what you guys do in your own area. I'm in a small town. Like, I don't know if you're comfortable saying you're in a small town, aren't you? I'm pretty sure.
I am in a very small town.
Okay. I'll just say population what?
God, I don't even know, but I won't tell anyone where I'm from because it is that small.
I got you. Okay. So that's enough. You don't even need to say it then. No, us alone, we technically, the town over has 800 people. And my town alone has like 1,500. So that's small, though. But they're not really there all the time. It's oil rigger people who leave. So, and that's what I'm kind of saying, is that even though you're going to tap into the algorithm of bigger stories, like, what are some of the cases you're planning to cover?
Ooh, so I plan on doing Rodney Alcala, the dating game killer.
Oh,
he's one of my first ones.
We're going to collaborate.
And then Luca Magnotta is on my list.
Ooh.
And then Grant Amato, if you don't know that story, don't look it up and let me tell you.
Ooh, I don't know it, so I can't wait.
That one is full of twists and turns.
Lovely. And who are some of your influences of true crime channels you watch or listen?
Okay, so I love Bailey Sarian. She's amazing. I think everyone likes Bailey Sarian.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then I do like that chapter, but my
that
very
chapter.
Favorite... Yes, have you seen
Never
him?
Never heard it. No.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing. He's
Shout
so good.
Out to that chapter.
You've gotta check
be
him out.
Adding to the description area below.
Yes, but my very favorite is one that just kind of started. It's kind of new, but it's called Breakfast Cereal, and he's so funny. Like,
and you
anyone
guys are
who
subscribe.
Listens to yes, anyone who
on
listens
YouTube,
to True Crime
is it on Spotify.
He's on YouTube, and
Great.
he's got a lot of, a lot of funny visuals on there.
Right.
But he's really cool, and I definitely recommend him.
Do you know about the case that happened to your neighboring state, New Mexico, of baby Gabriel?
Yes, dude.
You do?
Yes.
We got to collab on that one, because I just dove into it, and I had no idea that, like, she took, it's just, a whole thing is, and it went through your state. The whole problem went through your state.
Yeah, it's so disgusting, that case.
With no trace.
It is
how do people get away with this kind of stuff? We're not going to talk about it. We're vague.
Yeah.
We're vague. Mm-hmm. But no, there's so much. So, I mean, do you watch the news? I don't.
I don't watch the news.
No. And honestly, the true crime cases that have affected me was Lori Vallow.
Mm-hmm.
The Susan Morphew case that just happened. Do you know about that?
I don't know that one.
Oh, Colorado husband, body disappears, woman. It's a whole rabbit hole. We'll go into it one day too. But this is somebody I hope to collab with, even just to bring some of your cases that you're going to be covering on your podcast. We'll have her on as a featured guest just to talk about it. And, you know, just give little parts so you guys can go over and check it out for yourself. So do you plan to be on camera, or is it mostly audio?
I'm going to do audio just because it's easier.
Absolutely.
just because I'm just starting out.
Yeah. You do need to get with the StreamYards or something, and I can help you on mm-hmm. that road so that you can show some of these videos and pop them up, you know?
Yeah.
In time. So
yeah.
You own that that hashtag. Your podcast, is it created yet?
I'm working on it.
Okay, great. So I'll include it when you get it updated on this airing. So anytime, if you guys are listening in the future, it's going to be below anyway. If it isn't there, there'll be a little gap where I'll be putting it. So you guys can go click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what other cases really, really, like, have affected you in the last 10 years? What are you like? Oh, my God.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Me too.
That one. Yes, dude. That
okay,
one.
And Michelle and Amanda, the three girls that were in the basement in Michigan.
I don't know that.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's fucking horrible. He had them as slaves in his house. And I think one of them had a child, and then she got out of the house through a doggy door and ran to a neighbor after 14 years, I believe it was.
Why I stay in my house, dude.
Me too.
I can't.
Okay, all right. I'm not gonna lie, even the stuff that's going on, and we're not talking politics, but the things happening overseas right now straight up mm-hmm. got me worried, because we're gonna fight with them, and that just means problems. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
So I get you. And like, I'm in Colorado, so we have like crazy people all the time that are like, yay, a reason to have a pitchfork, you know? You know what I mean? Craziness. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm thinking that I don't know how you felt, but during COVID times, I mean, with cases that came up like the Orson and I cannot think of his other name, the West children, the two that disappeared through the foster system.
Gosh, I don't know that one either.
Lagging. You know about the Michelle Williams case where the little boy was left in the house for 3 years and his whole body had disintegrated and the boys had no food or anything in Texas?
Dude, no.
Like... Oh my God. I'm going to take you on a case. Okay, that's it. One day we'll have to sit down and I'm gonna bring all this to you and we'll just have the chat, talk it out and say, yeah, bring up that case. Yeah, there's just, okay, I'm going to say in the last 10 years, all I've seen is complete insanity from parents who should have like a quiz before they get out of the hospital. They shouldn't be parents.
Right?
Some of these parents are dangerous. Like,
that's true.
I don't know how else to say that. I don't care if it's a stepchild or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, the father who just shot his three boys, assassinated him.
Oh my God, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sad.
What the hell?
Yes, I do know that one.
Shabusiness.
Oh, that girl's crazy.
Well, I hope that was a a stupid meth change because like of a name. Because if she was born into that name,
no, that's so she sad. Wasn't.
That's
she
so
wasn't
sad.
she chose that, dude. Isn't that
She
crazy?
did
She
chose that name.
Okay, so her boyfriend or husband, I can't remember if they were married or not, I think
Okay.
it was just her boyfriend,
He was in prison.
he chose that name,
What
and
the
she
fuck?
also chose that name. I'm like, what the
fuck? It's a business. Like, yeah, it's a business. Yeah, it's a fucking, I can't even imagine going to like paying off a speeding ticket at a court window and yelling that 15 times. Or, it's a business, you're wanted by the doctor. It's fucking weird. I don't know.
It is the weirdest thing.
Right. And then on top of that, I don't know what, it's been like a year, if that, maybe 6 months she's been in jail. She's aged so much.
I know. She
She
really
attacked
has.
her attorney. Did you see that too?
Yes, dude. I've been following that one, yeah.
I swear, it makes my head spin. And I got goosebumps from that one when she's like smiling at the judge where it's like, I feel bad for you. And she's like big eyebrows, like, yeah, you should. Like, what the fuck? Black
Yes.
eyes. Oh,
And then even
too
during
much.
the interrogation, she was just like, I just wanted to.
I didn't see
Like,
it
I
yet,
liked
dude.
it.
I'm gonna
Oh,
wait for
man.
you to cover that one so I can
Yeah,
sit
that's
back
on
because
my
it
list.
hurts my soul. It really
I can't,
does.
I feel so bad for his mom. Like, I can't imagine finding that
Did
and
you
just being
hear the
like,
telephone calls with the aunt where they're like, wait, where's your son's head with his genitals?
yes.
Like, she really said that to a mother, and she's like, takes a breath, and she's like, in a bucket, ma'am. In a bucket. My head's in a
Yes.
bucket. What the fuck?
Yes. That's such a wild case.
Can I be as graphic as possible for a moment here?
I don't care.
Okay, here comes Spotify trigger warning, YouTube trigger warning, clips on Instagram, big ass fucking trigger warning. Okay, this is insane. In my last podcast with Pinky's Vlogs, we had brought this case up, and she was saying that, like, apparently at some point they were being intimate and she was cutting his toes off
Oh, I didn't know that. That
at
is
the same
gross.
time, like, ride 'em cowboy that way and
Oh
doing
my
it that
gosh.
way. Yeah,
I can't with her.
I can't either. I'm like, Satan does exist in walking beings, and I'm not even religious, but Jesus fuck, that's some cold
Same,
shit.
dude.
Some cold
Ugh.
shit. Yeah. And
Yeah.
on top of that, I mean, that's almost like if she had said, I'm an occultist and I was doing it as a religious sacrifice, God, I'd give her some credit. But this is crazy.
I know. Ugh.
No. And,
She's
okay, what
icky.
about the Megan girl? I think her name was Megan, and she killed her baby and put her under the trailer of the
I don't
house.
know that one.
Oh my God. And this is all during 2020. This shit happened.
I think because I love kids so freaking
Me
much
too.
that I do kind of stray away from the ones that involve kids.
It
But I
seems like it's
still.
been nothing but that, though. That's what I'm saying.
I
Like, why are people.
know.
Okay. And I didn't even know until the recent case of the little girl that had lost her baby at the hospital. Do you know about that?
Yes, I do know that
And
one.
it seriously makes me mad because you can't. I don't care. I don't care. That I don't charge her for. I'm sorry. As fucked up as that may be, I don't charge her. Because that's a. She went to the hospital. The mother was there. She consented in the same shit. She was trying to get help. And ultimately, after that release of case, I didn't know that there were these things called safe drop-off boxes for the babies.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all over the
Yeah.
United States. And I know that
I
that's
didn't
not
know
what her
that
situation was, but it does make it like hard pressed to be like, we're in a different time where, like, if you're struggling and you have a 7-year-old, there is nothing in place for that other than you go to jail for neglect, which is sad.
either.
So that is where it creates murderers. There needs to be something else in place, I believe. But what do you think with like crime and. Do you believe in the watch eye on everything and everyone? Because it's obviously not stopping crime. Like, what's your
I
opinion on that?
know, right? Gosh, I don't even know. It's just I don't know what the answer is, man.
There is no answer. But mental health? Okay, here's another one. I have realized through many conversations with other guests that the one thing that fails in our system, if you call 911 and say, I need help, you cannot do that mm-hmm. and say, I'm being mentally abused by someone right now. You're not allowed to do mm-hmm. that. You're not allowed to call and say, I'm being mentally abused to the point I want to kill myself. Then you're the problem. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a
whole catch 22 of like mental health isn't taken seriously or abuse. And like, why aren't there a counselor crew that runs out to your door? I'm just saying that might help. Disagreements, mm-hmm. shit like that. Instead of it being like in the praying position, I'm going to duct tape my child's hands, put a bag over their head and bury them in a 6 feet hole next to their decomposing burnt sister pieces. As mm-hmm. Lori Vallow. I'm sorry, that's graphic, but facts, you know?
No, it's true. And, like, with the mental health stuff, there's such a stigma. I didn't even know about mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why that's not taught in school.
Good point. Like,
I never worked on my mental health until, like, last year. Because there's such a stigma around it.
And actually, like, counselors in high schools, middle school, and elementary schools, really, honestly, it becomes like a magnifying glass on the child if the counselor mm-hmm. is looking for problems in the family or if they're actually trying to help the child or if the child doesn't say anything, it needs help. Like, I understand that yeah. we're from the 80s. It's really the way it was that, like, unless you had a drug problem mm-hmm. or a behavioral issue, they were not going to mm-hmm. pay attention to you
that
just being.
So true.
Yeah, or you being different in the class. Okay, for instance, when I went mm-hmm. to school all my years, I thought, and I found out later that it existed, but like I didn't know there was gifted and talented schools where you could go to that were focused on teaching you in an art manner. Like I didn't know that, and I wanted that all, and I could have gotten that being homeschooled, but that's not, you know what I mean? So again,
yeah.
Don't you think that that kind of creates the problems too? Is like people don't have.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to self-soothe, you create yeah, a murderer.
I literally didn't know like any of that stuff until, honestly, I did get to a breaking point and I was like, I really need some help. Like, I don't know. And I just looked on YouTube and started doing self-help. As weird as that is. And now I'm all about it. I'm about meditating, taking breaths during the day, like making sure I'm good. And I really didn't know about any of that stuff. It's Oops. Crazy.
Oops, I muted myself. I'm sorry. I was going to say, do you get depressed when you're not creating? And do you, how do you check yourself when you know you're, like, what is your process? Music?
Okay, so yes, definitely. And you're right, like doing crafts and stuff that helps.
Yeah.
I just if I start to feel my mood slip, then I'm like, okay, I need to meditate. I need to breathe. Like it's just like if I'm not feeling good,
right,
then I know like I should probably make sure everything's okay.
Well, and let's be real, but the facts are as an artist you are. And I mean, I'll tell you this. I didn't know many people besides my best friend. Shout out to Ladybug Love in Montana right now. She was the one who always took pictures of me. She was the one who always mm-hmm. yelled at me to put my music up or other things like that. Like, because I didn't see the value of sharing it. I thought that was egotistical. And she was like, you're fucking rude. And I was like, what do you mean rude? Well, you're fucking rude. You're just okay, you selfish little bitch. Nobody can see what you're doing or have any. All right, go ahead and be a little fucking box. There you are. Your box is over there. Yeah.
That's so funny. I feel it's that true. On such a real level.
Yeah. So then, but it comes down to if you have other artists who are supporting your visions, besides hurting yourself now, if you decide to go Gandhi on us and light yourself on fire and take a fucking picture without supervision, okay? Then, you know, other than that, I think, yeah, if it's a decision or creative, like, inspiration, like, as long as you have a team of people who aren't going to take away, that's the other part. Do you find balancing the people around you to not fuck with your creative process is important?
Yes, I actually, that is part of the reason I am a recluse.
Amen.
Because as soon as I feel like someone isn't being genuine or really supportive, then I have no problem just staying to myself.
Then it's, I'm sure, I mean, I don't know how your experience is, but you keep your group small, obviously, is what you're saying, because you have to, so you can keep balance in your mental health and keep your creativity going. Yes. Okay. And so what is have you ever had any offers creativity wise, like maybe some magazine articles or any weird experiences collabing with people that you didn't want to work with? Not personal. That might sound funny. That wasn't about me, guys.
doing the modeling stuff, I have had like really weird guys like try to do things.
Okay.
And I just won't. And I want to say
model
too.
Mayhem, or how did that encounter happen?
No, just there's some people in the Phoenix area that are just, you know, they want to be photographers for. Yes, they want to do it for the wrong reasons.
Gotcha.
So I do want to say, if you're interested in doing any of that stuff, bring somebody with you.
As
a photographer, if someone told me, oh yeah, I want to do this shoot, but I don't want to do it alone, can I bring somebody? My answer is always going to be yes. Like, safety first.
That's not spoken about enough. I'm going to literally clip that at the end of this, and we're going to put that up today, because that is such a good point. Safety. And like, literally, people can paint a picture of who they are. I used Model Mayhem for a long time, had some very, very strange, like the camera guy would come and he'd be like, oh, I forgot my battery. That's okay. We can hang out for a little while. I'm like, no, we can't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's weird. No.
Oh, yeah. That happened in Malibu in a very, like $1 million mansion. I was literally, and then another time someone stole my photos. Have you ever had that kind of problem?
No, because I only work with people I know very well.
Smart. See, guys? Good information here. And again, that control, like, considering the way that the magazines you're working with, they are considered amateur, right? Or do they work with bigger models?
You know, I wouldn't consider Retro Lovely an amateur thing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it is. But they're huge. They're huge.
But when maybe they like to work with amateurs. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, they're, I don't know, like,
I'm going to have to look.
They don't work with everybody. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Like, they do have standards, but for me, it wasn't hard to get in.
Got you. And but what would you tell someone? Go ahead. So sorry. Go ahead.
When I first was like, oh, I want to do the modeling thing, I went for them. They were always my favorite pinup magazine. And I was like, I'm either doing this or nothing. And so I did it. And I got accepted. It was cool.
The Mod Squad is the same branch. So you guys understand. Yeah. But Retro, and I didn't realize it's right there. Retro, I was looking them up the wrong way. Sorry, guys.
Well, I've been in other ones too that aren't Retro Lovely. Like, I did High Life and Vigor.
Ooh.
But I really just,
High
I really
Life.
Like,
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just really like the Retro Lovely vibe. I love everything retro. I love the vibe.
What are your favorite time periods? And why?
That is so hard. That's hard. I love it all. I love the 50s. I love the 60s. I love the 70s. I love the 90s. I love the 80s. I love it all.
Like, I love that. You do really good futuristic, I think. I mean, like, that's what it is. Here it is. Are you familiar with a YouTuber named Ready to Glare?
Yes.
Oh, my God, yes. She inspires the shit out of me. And you guys are on the same level of insane. I love it. Yours is just more like fancy with roses in the background. But the different characters that come. And I had asked you earlier if anime was something, but you said that's not influenced.
It's not. I've never gotten into anime. I do want to
recreate it. Just do it for the numbers. That's my advice.
I thought about that too. I mean, I like I really like the art style of anime, but just watching anime, I can't do it, dude.
I
People
get
are
you.
gonna be upset, but
No,
it's
no,
so
that's not the
boring.
problem. I think the artistic side of it, though, you could recreate it and like do a mashup on something. Like, you know, I really, I love this person right here, listeners. She really can. You give her a goal and she's gonna blow your fucking mind, because that's what I mean. When you hit the mark on every design you had made a goal about, and the only reason I know that is that she put it on her Facebook, hey, I'm gonna do this, wish me luck. And I was like, I can't wait to see what happens. And then you came back with something so profoundly good. Like, you deliver, definitely.
Thank you.
I mean
Thank
that.
You.
And so what are some of the modeling shoots you plan to do in the future? Because I know that you took a break, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's because I go through those weird creative moods, but I do want to come back to the modeling stuff.
Right.
So every year around Betty Page's birthday, Retro
I
Lovely
love
does a
it.
Betty Page issue, and I
Okay.
really, really want to do that one because I've always been scared to, but I love Betty
You have
Page.
to. Well,
So
now
this
you can.
year, well,
Now you
next year.
You have to. You have to. Now you can. Uh-oh. Sorry.
You're
Charger.
good.
Now that you have, you know, your podcast you can promote, you can even use some of these images that you're doing for your photos as the covers of some of these things and play with it, you know? Like, so dress up ahead and then cross-promote that. And that's
I
just
thought
some.
about that too.
You really should. And then do you have any other social media accounts?
So I really just mostly use Instagram. I do have other, like I have TikTok and stuff, but
Right.
I don't know. I've been on Instagram a lot lately.
Gotcha. Instagram's so much more forgiving than a lot of these platforms. And that's saying a lot to give them that much credit, but we get shadow banned, don't we? Like, creatively, unless it's like making somebody money or you've got a following. That's why this collaborative effort, I encourage you to continue to like think outside the box. And even the cases, I couldn't believe it when we talked, guys. She was already looking into the dating game killer, and I had never even realized his full name. She would known his real
Oh, yeah.
name. Yeah, I was more amazed by the fact that this is a social media person before social media was a thing. He was a photographer, guys, who got himself on a game show, and in the 70s would woo girls on the street who come to him. He'd take a
He
picture of them and then kill them. Yep.
He almost reminds me of like a cross between Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy, because he had like the
He's
charm of Ted
BTK,
Bundy.
though. He's so like BTK
Yeah,
because
he is.
he wanted
I
to
can see that.
fucking dress him up in a certain kind of way, make him feel a certain way,
Yeah.
smile, feel
That's
pretty.
interesting.
Oh, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever taken a picture of. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But he didn't
And
take a picture when they were deceased. He only took it when they were
yeah.
alive.
Yeah. And then
What a
Jeffrey Dahmer
sick.
did the same tactic, like,
But with a
oh, come
Barbie.
over.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's
Well,
BT. Sorry.
no, he would be like, oh yeah, come let me take your picture. And then,
Oh,
did you know that?
I didn't know
That's
that.
how
I
he
didn't know
would
he
lure
took
people to
pictures.
his apartment. Yeah. Well,
Wow.
I don't, he didn't take pictures of them when they were alive.
That's
Like,
terrible. But is
it
he
is
also the
gross.
one? And I'm sorry. I think that's the one. He's just as bad as the Zodiac killer to me. He just creeps me the fuck out. Like, it's the guy where you
Yeah.
never know. You know, you just never know.
Yeah.
And Ted Bundy came through my area in history. I live near Glenwood Springs. So where he was on the chase, I live through the canyon. It's a really weird energy to know that he was. And I also, I don't know if you follow Web Sleuths. That's a YouTuber who's true crime. She also had an encounter with Ted Bundy. He came up to her at the mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I didn't know that.
Yeah. She and
But
she
while
became.
we're
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, while we're on the subject of Ted Bundy, I have a crazy story about a relative of mine who was
Oh,
in prison
wow.
with Ted Bundy.
You're kidding. Do tell.
No, he was adopted, so we're good. There's no blood craziness there.
I get it.
I plan on
Wow.
covering that too.
So did he have a lot of
But
talks with him?
I've never talked to him, but my mom. Okay, so it's funny. I lived in Utah with my mom.
Okay.
And we would drive by the prison and she would be like, wave to your cousin Juan. It
Oh,
wasn't my
geez.
cousin, it's her cousin. But
Right.
she would just say, wave to your cousin Juan. And I was like, I always wondered what that was about, but I never asked her.
That's so
And
funny.
so one day I was watching Investigation Discovery and I found out who my mom's cousin Juan was. He was, him and his friend were stalking this family.
Oh, wow.
And they broke into their house around Christmas time. I'll have to let you know what that episode was called,
Yeah.
but they broke into their house and opened all their Christmas presents and recorded themselves doing it.
Whoa.
And it's really dark. I don't remember if they shot somebody, but they lit somebody on fire and kidnapped the daughters. But
Wow.
they did get caught. It's terrifying. It's
I think I've
horrible.
heard of this. Is this what year, in the 80s or the 90s?
But
Because I think I've heard about that.
I think it was early 90s. His name is Von Taylor.
Vaughn Taylor. Okay, we're gonna. I would love to know when you do that, even if you do a follow-up, because that's what we're gonna have, guys. She's gonna be a little secret guest that comes on and says, "Hey, so I did this case. I have to tell you about it. Just a little bit. You can't hear the whole thing." No. Wow. And so you haven't. Is he alive?
Yeah.
You need to write
Yep,
him.
he still is.
And you should have
I
your
don't
mom
know.
on the show. And if you can get recordings from jail. Seriously. I'm telling you, you.
I've never
Yes.
met him or anything. Like, I've never talked to him at all.
All you have to do
But
is write him a letter and say, "Hey, listen, I would love to get to know you, even though it's a weird situation and a coincidence that, you're getting this letter from me. But I have a place where, at least if you wanted to give your side of the story, blah, 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 you know." And
yeah.
anybody who's listening, the reason I give these little tips online is that I'm not greedy with information, so don't be either. Like, we have to just share, So if anybody's got some good ideas, please put it in the comments below also for Wednesday. But
Yes.
what other, like, that's a wild moment. You lived in
Yes, it's
Utah, of all places.
crazy.
How'd that feel? I mean, the strangest looking people I've ever seen in my life. I'm just gonna say that.
Well, I lived in Ogden, so it was cool. And where I'm from now is like a heavy religious town
Sure.
anyway, so it really wasn't that different.
Right.
It was just a bigger city. It was kind of nice.
Right. Well, I've heard a lot of the art scene in Salt Lake and in Utah in general really are cutting edge. I mean, you're in an area that it's kind of a blank slate all the time because it's white and you're stuck indoors, so you're creating, Hell yeah. Or depressed, either way. Yeah. But and are you in temperatures that are like ridiculous heat where you live? So do you stay indoors a lot too? Or what do you like to do other than the modeling side? Like, what are some, I guess, do you like taking nature pictures too?
I'm like such an old person. I like bird watching and stuff
I
like
love
that.
it.
Like I've gotten into that lately. I don't know why.
Oh,
I
that's
think
freaking
it just happens
spectacular.
when you're old.
No, I love, and you don't exude that. Guys, I would have, I swear to you, I don't know why I didn't even look. I probably could have found out, but I didn't even look. I thought you were 21. You just
I
exude
bless
that.
you.
No, bless
I'm
you.
I don't like to even say how old I am. I'm like, how old do you think I am? That's
There's
how old I
no
am
way
because
that that's your soul. You're so a spring chicken.
Thank you.
I mean it. And actually, I think that's what it is. You keep reinventing yourself, so you're not holding on to time. There's no like, this is me, I am this, this is all me. No, you're this ever evolving flower, like a lotus with
Thank
different
you.
colors. I mean that. I
That's so
mean that.
nice. Thank
Oh, I
you.
mean it. I can't wait to see what you do. Look, I'm just her biggest fan, and you guys have to deal with it, okay? So if you like her too, go follow. Everything will be there. You are gonna start a YouTube channel, correct?
I plan on it in the future.
Okay. Well, when
I
that
just want
comes,
to practice with just the audio stuff first and
right.
then see how that goes. And really, I don't know. We'll see. I
If
just want to do everything.
I can get you on as a guest again on a panel, which means it would be like this, but there'd be a bunch of guests on, we should have a social media question and debate where everybody comes in with their knowledge, because I've had this vamping up for, I'd say, about a year, some of the people mm-hmm. I've interviewed, and you're more than welcome to come on that panel. I'd love to welcome you, because even if you're just there to soak up the information creatively, mm-hmm. it really helps. So, and I have an idea of some other people to include you with on that panel, but
okay.
I'm just letting you know ahead of time. And listeners, all your ideas are welcomed. This is the creative intro to getting to know Wednesday Monroe and all that she exudes. I mean, the reason I put intelligence reimagined is that they don't know. They think they do, but they really don't have the full idea. And you are a designer 100% with everything down to like the cuts in the fabric on this picture right here. You know, yes, that's a ghost cut. Who cut it? Did you do it?
I did it.
Was it a sheet or did you go like, how did that day go? Where'd you go? Walmart, get the sheet? Or did yes. you take it off your bed?
No, I went to Walmart because I have red sheets.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that would have been cool. Why haven't you done that one? Do different ones.
I should do that.
You
that
should. Do cool. a collect. Oh my gosh. Wednesday Monroe, you already are the collection queen. You do collections. You are an artist who does pieces. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to say it right now. If ever in the future you get the ode and the readiness, please let me know when you do like an in-person actual. I want to see you one day, my dear friend, do an exhibit. You need to do an exhibit, like an actual, everybody comes and looks at your art mm-hmm. and sees photos you've done and gets to know you, like a meet and greet. We need to do that one day, my dear.
That's cool.
And then bring some of your favorite people in there too. But I mean, you are on that level. And honestly, do you feel like a pulling when you decide to do the trigger? Or do you like, when do you plan a lot of your stuff? Like, do you, in the wintertime, do you do things in the snow out there? I know there's a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, right?
Okay. So I really do. Right now, I really want to do cotton field stuff.
Oh,
the
ooh,
cotton's
ooh.
Dead.
God, I'm mad. But my car doesn't work. I'd be there tomorrow. I got a black hat. We need a cotton field.
Yeah, I've never done any cotton field stuff, and I really, really have been dying to do that.
You need to do like rubber boots because you're gonna hate walking through that shit. It's like razor blades. Okay. Walk mm-hmm. through it and like have a fucking statement piece on or a few. Mm-hmm. Jesus, that's I love it.
I went and walked through it the other day. Like, I don't care if I get hurt.
Oh, see.
I just want to do it.
I love it. Most photography, usually the best ones, though, happen when it's not fake posing or any of that, but it's when you mm-hmm. are just trying to get the shot. Like, my yeah. entire red dress concept, and you see the hat right now that it's actually, I can show you a picture of it. Hold on a moment here.
Yes.
My entire, okay, here's one of them. This is just old.
Yes, post, that's but this, so pretty.
This one, my face has nothing to do with it. My ass needs to always be in view, but not for like some whatever view. It's just the passion of it. Or this one, which is yes. about no shoes. My face, again, doesn't need to be in it. The sky is the limit. There's so much. Mm-hmm. And the dirtiness of the ground, all of the branches have. Because you, I don't know how you are as an artist, but when I'm like doing my photo shoots and I see it in your work, I see it all in mm-hmm. it. Like there's the details of the crimple of the branches that are going to die one day and never be there again. And you're taking this photo that capsulizes everything living
yes.
in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay, high five. But this one was done with a GoPro. This literally.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, this and then.
The shadows from the hat are so cool on that.
I'm telling you. And I always used to say that, and I love, look, we have to work together on the shadow photo shoot too, or even some mirrors or anything like that.
I'm yes. down, but when you come down,
I will.
It's on.
That's on. It's already a done deal. Like, I'll anyway, the holes in a person, like building a mystery, Sarah mm-hmm. McLachlan style, that kind of stuff is what I yes. live for, because there are things that happen in our life. Wouldn't you agree that take little pieces of us out of us and we never can get it back?
Yes. Yes.
And it's, and like, that's oh. why those photos matter. Like, don't wait anymore, mm-hmm. my friend. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
keep doing your art. You're so fucking good at what you do. I mean it. And there's going to be a lot more, like, okay, for instance, we have to talk about it. Because, like, music. What is the artist that just blow your mind and make you alive? What is on your playlist all the time?
Definitely Dax Riggs. He is everything. Everything from Acid Bath to Agents of Oblivion. Everything he's ever done. Highly recommend. I'm also an emo kid at heart, so I love Blink 182. And I love, because I love everything vintage, I love Tiger Army, because their whole vibe is 50s.
I couldn't believe it. How long have they been out?
Forever.
Really?
I don't know, okay. For a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to them since high school.
Marketing, the way that they do mm-hmm. their banners on their Instagram and all. I didn't mm-hmm. bring up a screenshot here, but I do encourage you guys to look at my Instagram. I did feature one of the songs, and that is a really powerful. I mean, you can feel it. And then please go on.
Mm-hmm. I love everything, dude. I can find like enjoyment in listening to like literally anything. I listen to country. I listen to oldies. I listen to rap. I listen to.
When you do your photo shoots, do you have music on?
I don't, but I need to.
That's a good idea. Because... yes. I was just wondering, is your vibe, you just have this like, and do you use a clicker or do you use a timer when you do, or is it video?
I don't. I just, if my friend, me and my friend are the same.
Yes.
And we just are like every angle. I need that pose in every angle. I need to lay on the floor, roll in the dirt and get that shot.
I love it.
Or, we're like, oh yeah, we need I'll stand in the stickers for you to get this shot. Like,
yes.
We're just crazy like that.
I love it.
So no, it's all handheld, no tripods. It's all just us.
I love it.
Hurting ourselves.
I love it. And then these flowers, where'd they come from? Let's talk about this photo. This feels so big to me. Where did this one? Where was
Thank
the inspiration?
You.
I love this one.
I just wanted to.
You didn't see a picture like this? This wasn't a recreation?
No, I went and I was looking at the flowers at Walmart and I was like, I want flowers and I want
love it.
Maryland hair on the mountains.
Oh, I love it.
Like literally, I don't really sit and think about things. I'm like, oh, that would be cool. And then I do it. Like,
it's huge. I no, then you just try to think about it. You're a constant evolving artist who lives it. I literally am seeing it. There's this one is just so profound.
That one was more planned out because I wanted it to look like a specific picture that you already know the real picture.
Yes.
Right?
Please put it on your Instagram as a remembrance.
The Elvgren painting? Yes.
Yes.
I will. I should definitely do that.
There was one too. Didn't you get actual ketchup on you? I can't remember which one it was.
Probably.
Yeah, she, you guys, like, okay, and this one, did you do any editing in the background? Is there anything? This was natural, wasn't it?
No, I added the sky in there.
Okay, just the sky. Wow.
Yeah, we took that at a high school. So there's like a building behind me.
Gosh,
so yeah, I edited that out.
You're going to be well known. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you guys, follow her. Watch out. You need to make more than one Instagram because people are going to try to sneak you. I'm telling you. You've got talent. You just got to keep pushing it out. And even if you were to hold on to your collections, I would do like gaps of three and release them on Instagram and other places slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you are in the place creatively. You really could utilize like, what is it called? I know you said you don't want to make it like a business, but I'm saying to do your collections. I mm-hmm. use OnlyFans for my photography and it's not explicit, and most mm-hmm. people are going that route just so they could, you know, see it, but you're broke. I bet you $1 billion. You're going to start having people from this podcast and from other marketing, other things you do. By using your hashtag, I'm just saying, people are going to mm-hmm. offer, would you like to help me with this promo? Not just the magazines. I'm saying you've got brandability. Like, it's
Thank you.
Huge. Like, you know, your day job's your day job. But, girl, your career is on tap. I'm seeing it. I can't wait to see what you do. Even if you were, like, a creative, and I know this is funny, but if even you were the image of, like, a a punk style band local, that you were the mm-hmm. image of the band, but weren't really in the band. You know what I mean?
That's goals. That is
no,
goals.
I mean it. You've got that that crazy shabam. I don't even know how to put it. It's there's a French word for it, like when you know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean.
I get you.
You got the sparkle, girl. You got to just keep nurturing it. And even if you take time, the thing for me as a musician, I cannot fucking make music or force paintings or force any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Even coming on a podcast, it has to feel right. So like,
yeah,
you know, when you start doing all that, it's going to take you to a whole new level. But again, remember mm-hmm. working with true crime in the YouTube community and other places is very competitive. So having a buddy system to help you get that content out so you don't get mm-hmm. shadow banned for covering a case. Like, did you recently hear about Letitia Stout and the photos that were released?
I didn't know there was photos released.
Oh my God. The entire autopsies were being charged by content creators to be seen on their Patreon. They bought the autopsy photos and put them on their Patreon, and subscribers paid to look at this little boy.
Wow.
Yeah. So like there's a lot of people that go extreme with it. Yeah. And honestly, you could just do, there's a lot, but the thing that I was suggesting to you where you come on a panel and we talk about all our social media, whatever is, I'm mm-hmm. probably going to be doing this more frequently. So I'll just send you a link mm-hmm. and you're welcome to it. And, you know, the same, let me know what you're getting going, and mm-hmm. I'll promote it even in my reels and stuff if you want. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, is there something else you want to cover before I let you go enjoy the rest of your day and I let everybody know how awesome you are? Because I'm impressed you. By you over and over. I'm just saying.
Not really, just to keep an eye out for my podcast. And if you have any suggestions on who you want me to cover, anybody listening, drop it in the comments and I'll definitely be checking.
I'm going to send you some personal videos I want to cover with you that are Louisiana Baton Rouge killers that nobody else is willing to touch, that I'm going to hit you up about that and some other ones.
Nice.
And are you covering or have covered or have touched on the Chris Watts case at all?
I haven't covered it, but like, I definitely have watched a lot of stuff about Chris Watts.
Okay, well, we can collab. I will not do it on my mm-hmm. own. I'll let you be my Marilyn Monroe ghost in the waiting.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And honestly, guys, this is just a tiptoe into it. I had some issues with my StreamYard this morning, so it was not possible for me to roll through and show you guys other than the way we did it, but I may be featuring some of her collection in like a reaction possibly I could do on Rachel Raw Truth, just to get some of your content out there. And
thank you.
No problem. And anybody else, if you guys have questions for, get at her on Instagram DM. And at the end of this episode, I'll get at you and we can chit chat as well about how getting your podcast up. Because now we've made it public, girl. And let me think if there's anything else I want to throw out there. I think you guys should throw her some inspiration, some ideas to do modeling shoots, whatever you think. Why would it, like, you could even do, I mean, anything down to Vincent Van Gogh to even philosophers. I think you could like mm-hmm. throw a wing on it. You're so good at what you do.
You already inspired me to be a ghost Marilyn Monroe.
You need to. So you have to. She is it.
I want
you
to.
Are it.
So I'm definitely so want to do some kind of shoot like that. That sounds
yes. There's so much to it, and seasonally, like you can go with. I mean, we're just and there's so many like tools now you can use technology wise to help in mm-hmm. like transform things. Like I didn't know that background. Obviously, this ghost one right here is not, this is your land, right? This is your area.
Yeah, that was just at the place.
I love it. And it was you and your friend that day, right? Because I did see another.
Yeah,
I love it. Hey,
yeah, and her daughter got in it too.
If she's listening, lovely friend in the echo, in the crowd. If you would like to come on with your lovely friend and let's have a chat about creativity, I would love to have you guys on because she's obviously part of this insanity, and I'm impressed. Yes. I'm intrigued.
I love her. Well, she's even more crafty than I am. That girl is always making something or doing something.
You're gonna have to hang up with me after we're done, and then you're gonna have to call her and be like, "Okay, you were called out, bitch. You were called out." Anyway,
I already told her. I was like, "You got to be on my podcast, and please. I'm not gonna tell you the story. You're just gonna react."
I want to hear from your mother. Like, okay. The things you've said my about mom. Her seem so incredible, and like capturing your mother's soul. That is important. I don't mean in a negative way, but you know, it's important because obviously she's very much where your season has come from. It's so exciting. I just can't wait to see what you do because she's somebody you guys, you cannot, I don't think I could guess a million times you're going to come at. And even like I said, I didn't know how close you would get to some of those designs that you were coming up, you know, the hot dog one, the flowers, all that. Mm-hmm. You showed us ahead of time on your social media, which was Facebook where I saw it, that you were going to like do this thing, but you take it to a whole nother level.
Thank you.
I love it. It's a brand, girl. You have it. There's no way to, the name itself, there's no like little icon you could do. I don't, maybe a little ghost forever, but yes, no, you're amazing. I really am honored to showcase you here. And I'm even more impressed by what's going to happen next, honestly. So
thank
cheers
you.
To you. No, keep being your awesome self. And if you guys are so lucky to like buy a piece of art from her in the future, or follow her podcast, please let her know, you know, I sent you. And yeah, I'm going to let you go, my dear. Please follow her, everybody. And when her new social media sites come up, I'll let you guys know. Otherwise, lady, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for taking
thank
the time.
You.
No, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll catch you on the next episode when she is a featured guest again.
Have Thank you so
day.
Much for having me. Bye.
I love it. You're the best. Have a good day, girl. I'll call you in a second.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.